Appendix E. Requests for signal support. Units with no organic signal assets, or units tasked to perform a mission beyond their organic signal capabilities, request signal support through the Request for Forces process. The signal requirements may be fulfilled in theater using regionally aligned forces or may require resources from the global force pool. Identifying signal requirements. Units that require signal augmentation do not request a unit, such as an expeditionary signal company or a communications assemblage, but the operational capability required to accomplish their mission. The requesting unit G6S6 identifies the signal requirements. Accurately defining requirements simplifies the process of validation as the request routes through successive levels of the chain of command. The G6S6 determines services required by type and quantity, NIPRNET, CIPRNET, Joint Worldwide Intelligence Communications System, secure and non-secure voice, video teleconferencing, coalition, mission partner environment, commercial services, mission and purpose for each service, period of services, starting date time group, ending date time group if known, location of services. Request for forces. Once the G6S6 identifies these signal requirements, the G3S3 initiates a request for forces and forwards it to their higher headquarters for validation. For the request for forces to be validated, it must make operational sense. The request for forces identifies the unit requesting support, the capability required. Requesters describe the capability clearly enough to identify in lieu of sourcing if applicable. Time needed, earliest arrival date, latest arrival date. Deployment duration, and whether or not service rotations are authorized. Mission justification, why the capability is required. Operational risk if not sourced. Mitigation measures available to reduce that risk. Similar capabilities in the area of responsibility. Number. Justification why they cannot be used. Identify whether the request is for additional or replacement forces. Detailed justification. If additional, what change in the operational environment created the requirement? Special training requirements. Command and control relationships. Urgency. Non-urgent, 120 days prior to earliest arrival date. Urgent or emergent, within 120 days. Immediate, within 30 days. Requirement validation. As the request for forces routes through the chain of command to the geographic combatant commander, each successive level reviews the request to determine whether the requirements are valid, whether the requested forces are operationally necessary, whether the requirement can be satisfied internally with organic or attached signal elements, a sourcing recommendation to fulfill the requirement. Sourcing. If the theater army or geographic combatant command can fulfill the requirement with forces already in theater, the geographic combatant command sources the capability internally. The tasking order defines operational, tactical, and administrative control relationships for the supporting and supported units. If the geographic combatant cannot fulfill the requirement, the combatant command J3 forwards the request to the Joint Staff J3 Force Management Office. The J3 Force Management Office validates the unit request, assigns a force tracking number, forwards the request to United States Army Forces Command for sourcing. United States Army Forces Command G3 identifies a unit to fulfill the requirement, forwards to the Joint Staff J3 Force Management Office for allocation. The Joint Staff J3 Force Management Office approves the source, allocates the requirement in the Joint Capabilities Requirements Manager system, forwards the allocated requirement to U.S. Army Forces Command. United States Army Forces Command issues a deployment order to the identified unit. The deployment order identifies the operational, tactical, and administrative control relationships for the supporting and supported units. FM 6-02, 13 September 2019. By order of the Secretary of the Army, James C. McConville, General, United States Army Chief of Staff. Official. Signed, Kathleen S. Miller, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.